It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Capitol reopens today as lawmakers come back to a drastically different set of circumstances, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Colorado faces a deep budget shortfall and new safety measures that have never been implemented at the Capitol before. The public must wear masks, and lawmakers will sit farther apart to allow for social distancing. Democratic Representative Brianna Titone is among the House members who will sit in the public viewing gallery to create more space.
There's a whole new set of rules around how we're supposed to be conducting our business with social distancing, wearing masks, and not doing the typical things that we've been doing before. So it's going to be interesting. There's plexiglass between the desks now.
The first order of business for lawmakers is the attempt to fill a $3.3 billion budget shortfall and make cuts to government programs. Lawmakers are expected to work at the Capitol for about 3 weeks. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In Washington, senators are on recess, but Colorado's House delegation is expected to cast a few votes this week. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
House leaders have scheduled a vote on a bipartisan bill changing the Paycheck Protection Program. It would give borrowers 24 weeks to use the loan and allow more flexibility in how employers can use the money and still get the loan forgiven. The chamber is also expected to reauthorize an amended Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. This will be many representatives' first trip back to D.C. since the House passed remote voting rules. It's unclear how many members will stay at home and vote by proxy and how many will travel. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis has released guidelines on summer camps, allowing day camps to begin June 1st and postponing a decision on overnight camps for a few weeks. That leaves some parents still waiting for answers. Emily Rice of Louisville has been planning to send her two kids to Chile, Colorado camps in Estes Park for 3 weeks in July. If that's not possible, she says she'll consider day camps.
Some of the ones that I know about have canceled, so I need to seek out something that maybe we're not familiar with.
Rice says she's now worried about finding day camps with spots available on short notice. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.